Rob Parsh,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Because I have neighborhood pride.
18505.
Guys, that's so vague. You gotta do the zip plus four. 18505-7427.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioCP.com. How the heck are you? My name is Will Koontz. I'm the host of this show. This week, every week, for that matter, and forever, until the end of time, until I'm dead. Which hopefully won't be for, maybe not a long time, but a period of time in the future that's, you know, a decent amount of time away. Anyways, how you doing? 813-693-2124 is the number here. You can leave a text or a voicemail over there. Man, I just crammed down some bagged meal. It's tough being about. You can't cook for yourself when you're by yourself, when you're just alone in a barely one-bedroom apartment. But I make do. I just cooked one of those bagged meals. A bachelor's best friend, by the way. Super cheap. You throw it in a pan. It's good. It's not the best for you, of course. But I ate salads, you know, the beginning of the week. You know, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to work out. I'm trying to, you know, better myself. I started running about a year ago, and it wasn't so much for the weight loss factor. That was a great benefit, and God knows I need it. But I kind of just started doing it for the mental aspects. You always feel better. There is... You know, I always joke that the runner's high is just, you know, stopping running, that you're able to stop running now and you feel good. But you do. You feel rejuvenated. You have energy. You feel good, you know. And then this week, it's been raining every morning this past week. So I've had to go in the evening, and it's terrible. This morning, I woke up. I'm recording this on a Thursday. And every day, it's raining in the morning. I can't get out there fast enough. I went out there on Tuesday. And it looked like it was going to storm, so I went back inside. I got all ready. I put on my clothes and everything, and was good to go. But just, you know, I'm afraid of lightning, you know. I know it's rare that people get hit, but people get hit here. People die here. You hear at least a few stories every year of somebody in the Bay Area that's got killed by lightning walking down the beach or something, like idiots. So I went back inside. It turned out it didn't even rain. I could have definitely went that day. It didn't rain till later. But every morning it's been like this, and it's really throwing me off having to go in the evening. So now I'm trying to rush, do this, get out there before it gets too late. I don't want to jog in complete darkness. I feel like that's a red flag. I can't be doing that. Just seems like I'd be, you know, running from something at that point, very slowly, as opposed to exercising in daylight. So anyway, we'll get this. We're gonna plow through this week. My dad turned 60 this week. Happy birthday, Dad! I love you, Dad. And I wanted to take him. I texted my stepmom and I went, "Hey, is Tim, my father, 50 years old next week?" And she went, "No, he's 60 years old." And I went, "What? No way. That's crazy. 60 years old. Oh, my God. So you got to do something. That's a big birthday, you know? The decade markers at that point become a big deal. I don't remember what we did for his 50th birthday. But nothing was planned. I said, well, what are we going to do? And she said, I don't know. He keeps turning down everything. And I get that. He's tough on himself. You know, he's trying to start his own business. It's not going terrifically well, and most businesses don't for many years. I think at least 5 years before you turn a profit. But he's, you know, he moved my grandma out of her house, and, she's, you know, going to move into somewhere smaller, his childhood home, and basically did it by himself. My uncle was there to kind of help him out along the way, but seemed like he caused more work at some points. And, you know, and he did it by himself. He didn't complain. And he just got it done. And that's what men do. And I said, man, he at least deserves a nice dinner. You know? And I had plans for my birthday last year. I was going to take myself to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. That's, I heard good things about it. It just seems like a, you know, who doesn't like a good steak? I love it. So I was going to take myself there. I didn't make it myself. So I figured, oh, this will be a good excuse. I'll take him. I'll take his, you know, his wife that he's been with, Irene, who I've known since I was a kid. She's cool. I like her. I'll, you know, let's take him out to Ruth's Chris for his birthday. Now, I would like to get everybody together, the whole family, of course, but honestly, I think he'd probably prefer just us two and him. And so the plan was, you know what, look, I'm broke, but I do have a little bit of money set aside for a special occasion or my car breaks or something like that. I kept it together. I kept a little sustaining pile there on the side that I don't touch because I'm old enough and semi-responsible enough to do that. And so she says, well, we'll split it. And I go, okay, yeah, that's cool. All right, we'll split it because it's probably going to be expensive. You know, I don't know how much it's going to be, but I assumed I was going to be spending at least $150, I assumed. And then, you know, we get there, we have the steak, it's good. You know, it's all right. Frankly, you know, no disrespect to Ruth's Chris, because it was a very good meal, but I like the steak I cook at home better. I do a better job with a charcoal grill, frankly. It's more flavor to the meat with the charcoal grill. Very good, though, Ruth's Chris. I had a great time. It's a lovely evening. And he brought the check, and I'm not going to break. You can't give two cards at a fancy place like that. I mean, you could. I just feel like it would look tacky. I don't want to look tacky. Also, it's also, you know, they're married, my dad and his wife. It's basically his money. I don't want to have him pay for his own meal. So, no, you know what? I got it. And it ends up being $220. So I'm like, oh, God. That stung. Okay, that's all right, though. You know, this is cool. This is what I planned for. No big deal. So I went ahead and paid for it. He slips some money in my hand, and I assume that was the half that, you know, his lady said that she wanted to contribute. So I shook my head, and all right, whatever. Then we get back. I give him his gift, and he says, well, Irene wanted to know how much it was. No, man, what are you talking about? No. No, just take it. No, don't give it to me. I don't want it. And then, of course, he leaves it behind when he sneaks out there. So basically, I didn't pay for anything. They paid for the nice meal that I invited them to. And while I appreciate that, that certainly helped me out quite a bit. I wanted to take him out for his birthday. I'm his son. I'm 33 years old. I wanted to take him out for his birthday. Like I said, that's great that they. I certainly appreciate that they did that. But also, the other side, I'm split on this because I feel like I want to be an adult. I don't feel like I'm an adult yet. When are you an adult? Adults out there, when did you know you were an adult? Leave me a text or voicemail, 813-693-2124. What life event made you feel like, okay, I'm a person now. I'm a regular adult in society, and I'm contributing, and I'm here. I thought it was like maybe when you have a baby. But then kids have babies now. You know, it's not unusual to see an 18-year-old with a baby, a child. So I don't know if that's it. Is it getting married? Same thing. I've seen kids, you know, 18, 19, 20 get married. That's not particularly unusual. So what is it, what life event made you feel like that you were an adult, that you were peers with, you know, your parents? You know, they're always going to be your parents, but you have that level where, yes, you are I respect you as a member of the community as opposed to you are my child. What age was that? 813-693-2124. I want to hear about it. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher. It's everywhere. Wherever you get your podcast, just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay. Leave a 5-star rating there if you would. Share with a friend. Let me give you some stickers. Send me your address to thehomemadebroadcast@radiostpete.com. That's just radio, STPETE. Help support the show. I got some cool little decals and the cover photo from the show. This podcast is brought to you by Tap House 61, taphouse61.com, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Check them out Wednesday nights for trivia. They're open for lunch. They're also, the kitchen is now delivering on Bite Squad. So if you haven't tried out the food, you don't even want to go out, check them out on Bite Squad, Tap House 61.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Buccaneers training camp opened earlier this past week, and it's been a calamity. It's been a sideshow, pretty much. You got the still dealing with the Jameis Winston suspension, but he finally addressed, it was his time to address the media because training camp opened, and one of the main questions was, what's the deal, man? Do you feel bad? What's up? Let's get some audio from Jameis earlier this week from Buccaneers.com.
Jameis, have you apologized to the team? They feel like you put them in a tough position, yourself and the team. What's your statement about discussions with teammates and where you're at with them right now?
Yeah, initially I talked to my teammates first, and then I acknowledged them yesterday, and I apologized to them. Yeah, because I don't want to be a distraction. I just want to be able to focus on the season and moving forward.
Not taking the usual first team reps today in practice. Were you informed of that before practice and everything? And what was the discussion? If so, what was the discussion like with your coaches?
Yeah, well, I got mixed in there, And again, it's not about me, it's about us, So I just want to focus on being the best teammate that I can be and ball out on the football field.
James, given the issues you had at Florida State, can you explain how you put yourself in this position?
Yeah, again, I'm just focusing on moving forward. That's all I can do. I've grown and learned from this situation, and it's a learning experience. I worked hard in this community since I've gotten here, and I'm going to continue to work hard on and off the field.
Part of moving forward for you was putting out that statement, and you mentioned that you had given up alcohol. How long have you stopped drinking?
I've made a lot of positive strides since I've been here, so I just got to continue to grow. As a man, as a person, as a leader, as a father now. And I know I can't put myself in situations like that.
Jameis, what do you say to the fans that are disappointed in you and that don't believe that you should be their starting quarterback moving forward?
I understand that they're disappointed. I'm disappointed. I should never put myself in that situation. But all I can do is grow and learn from that. And when I tell the fans, continue to support this team. Continue to support me. Since I've been here, my main goal was to grow as a leader, be a huge advocate in the community, and I've done that, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Jameis, your statement said that you were disappointed in the NFL, in the ruling. Should fans believe then that really you didn't do everything wrong that they said you did wrong? Is it fair to trust the process that the NFL did?
Well, they made their decision, and there's nothing I can say beyond that. They made a decision. I have to look at myself and grow and learn from this experience.
And it basically goes on like that for about 9 more minutes. He says, he answers their questions while saying nothing. And, what do you expect him to do? What can you say about it? It's done. They're moving on. You got Ryan Fitzpatrick taking the first 3 games. 3 tough games that they may not have won anyways. And they still might win. Come on now. Fitzpatrick was 3-0 last year when he took over when Winston got hurt. So you don't know what's going to happen. It's not looking good. I would say, and everybody's expectations are very humbled. I think every Bucs fan that I've talked to, including many stick carriers, have said, we'll see what happens. So, maybe they'll surprise us. He'll come back in week 4, be better than ever. And hopefully he did learn a lesson. I'm sure he did. Hope to God. Jesus Christ, dude, come on. But yeah, that would be definitely, this will be it for him if he knows he's on a strict budget this time. And if they do sign him to that very lucrative contract that he's going to get, then just hire a driver, a man, an ugly man, perhaps, to drive you around. Hey, I know a guy. It's me. If you want to hire me as your personal driver part-time, I would absolutely love to do that. Just give me, like, I don't know, 50 grand a year. I'll pretty much be on beck and call. There's going to be times, you know, weeknights at midnight, I'm going to be busy because I got my radio program with Anna Hummel, Stay Woke on 102.5 The Bone. Check it out if you haven't. But, you know, other than that, man, just give me a shout. I'll come and pick you up, take you wherever you want to go. You know, you're not going to want to touch me, and I appreciate that. So, you know, get an ugly dude to drive you around. If not me, then somebody else. And, you know, just keep out of trouble. Good luck, Jameis. You know, while I think you might be a creep, still a Bucs fan, and still want the Buccaneers to do well. So, you know, good luck, buddy. The other tape that went around, the other audio, is our president, Donald Trump, is there's a tape that was released of him talking to Michael Cohen, which I guess Michael Cohen released, which seems to be kind of a slippery move on his part. But, hey, you know, that's neither here nor there. And it talks about him, I guess, paying off another lady. Now, we know that he's a creep, right? He bangs chicks and pays them money to keep their mouth shut about it because he's a billionaire. And, you know, sometimes billionaires have a reputation of, you know, banging chicks and paying money so they don't say anything about it later. That's just part of the deal. It's nothing new. And but let's hear the tape, because there's some interesting things in here.
What's up, Mike? Great poll, by the way. Yeah. Seen it. Great poll.
Making progress.
Big time.
And you guys are good guys.
Oh, Pastor Scott?
No, Pastor Scott. What's happening?
Oh, no.
Can we use him anymore?
Oh, yeah. No, you're talking about Mark Burns. We've told him
I don't mean that. Mark Burns, can we use him?
No.
Richard Lefrak, I'm sorry. Richard Lefrak just called. We have a chance. He had an idea for you.
Okay. So we got served from the New York Times. I told you this. We were regarding to unseal the divorce papers with Ivana. We're fighting it. Kasowitz is going to...
We should never be able to get that done.
Never. Never. Kasowitz doesn't ever be able. They don't have a...
Give me a complex.
They don't have a legitimate purpose.
And you have a woman that doesn't want to see
them. Correct.
So you've been handling.
Yes, and it's all...
Number one, give me a Coke, please. Hilarious.
For a while.
For about 2-3 weeks now.
All you have to do is delay it for...
Even after that, it's not going to ever be opened. There's no purpose for it. Told you about Charleston. I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David, you know, that I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. And it's all the stuff.
Boy, for not allegedly liking Jews, he sure got a lot of Jews around. Weisselberg, Cohen, that's a lot of Jews.
Stuff. All the stuff, because, you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be. Correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay for cash.
No. I got... No.
So there you go. Now, one thing... He talks about paying in cash and, you know, Giuliani is now Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and he said, don't pay with cash. And, you know, I don't know. There's supposedly some deal with that. Of course, everybody on the left is saying, we got him. Got this, mother. You're out of here. But nothing's going to happen with this. They had Alan Dershowitz. I heard him saying that nothing was illegal here. It's definitely a shady and probably immoral. But not illegal. So you're not going to impeach him on this. But the thing that I liked, or not liked, but was suspicious about was, I don't know if you heard it, but when they were talking about financing, he said, you know, you never know what could happen. Maybe you get hit by a truck. That's unusual, isn't it? That's kind of like that's how the mob talks. Like, you know, maybe you fall in a lake with cement shoes and maybe get hit by a truck. Who knows? Things happen. What can you do? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, man. Once you get rich like that, you have that kind of power. I'm sure if you pay a certain amount, people could disappear potentially. I don't think he did anything, and it's probably nothing. But nobody really took that angle. So, I don't know. Pretty weird. So, I don't know. What do you think about this tape? Is he screwed? Is Trump screwed now? 813-693-2124. Visit hmbradio.com if you missed any of that info. There's a contact section. Blah, blah, blah. You know how it works. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. TruvySalonAndSpa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. You can get your hair did. You can get your nails did. You can get poison shot in your face when the Botox lady shows up. You do whatever you want. It's great. Chrissy Parker takes care of her clients on there. Very highly rated on Facebook and Yelp and all those sites that matter. She's a master in her craft, and you should check her out. Make an appointment at TruvySalonAndSpa.com. St. Petersburg Best Salon. That's right. You heard it here first.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.
So the other big news here in Tampa Bay was some freaking idiot pulled a gun and killed some guy over a fight at a convenience store over a parking space. Yes, that happens in America in 2018. Michael Draca gunned down Marquise McLaughlin after Mr. McLaughlin shoved him after the Draca guy was fighting with his girlfriend over her parking in a parking spot that was designated for handicapped folks. We talked about it earlier on Stay Woke this week. Midnight's 102.5 The Bone. Anna Hummel is the host of that. I'm her co-host. And we had an officer call in and kind of give us some more information about the Stand Your Ground law. So let's hear a little bit from last week's Stay Woke, Midnight's 102.5 The Bone.
So basically what happened was this guy, this Florida sheriff, is not going to charge this man in a deadly stand your ground shooting. I'm going to let CBS take care of it so we can get all the basics out of the way. All right, here we go.
Police say they will not charge a Florida man for killing another man in a parking lot after an argument. Surveillance video shows Michael Draco was pushed over by Marquise McLaughlin and responded with a single gunshot. Florida's Stand Your Ground law allows people to respond with deadly force when they believe their lives are in danger. Protesters gathered at the scene yesterday demanding justice for McLaughlin. Meg Oliver, who is in Clearwater, Florida, spoke to his girlfriend. Meg, good morning.
John, good morning. As you can see, there's a small memorial outside the store for McLaughlin. The family had parked in this handicapped spot. McLaughlin took his 5-year-old son inside to buy snacks. Less than 3 minutes later, he was gunned down for parking here illegally.
He was just trying to protect me and his kids.
Brittany Jacobs saw her boyfriend of 9 years, Marquise McLaughlin, shot and killed in front of her. Last Thursday, they went to a convenience store with their 3 children. McLaughlin walked inside with their 5-year-old son. That's when Michael Draca approached Jacobs. She says he berated her for parking in a handicapped spot without a permit.
He wanted me to, you know, move my car, but, you know, I have my right to park anywhere I want to park.
Surveillance footage shows McLaughlin walk out of the store and shove Draca to the ground.
All right, so basically what happened was this family of 5, they pull into a handicapped parking lot, okay? One of the sons and the father, they go into the convenience store to get snacks, and this guy comes out of nowhere. His name's Michael Draca. He comes out and he starts berating the woman who's in the car, saying she shouldn't be parked in the handicapped parking lot. Another customer sees that there's some sort of dispute happening, comes into the store and says, "Yo, people are yelling outside of your store, man." And he describes the situation. So the boyfriend obviously realizes it's his girlfriend, comes out of the convenience store, and it looks like he just comes right up to this guy and just shoves him to the ground hard. Okay. Guy falls down and just immediately draws his gun and shoots this guy twice in the chest. He runs back into the convenience store to get help, where his son sees him fall to the ground, and he ends up getting carried away by the ambulance and dying later on. And this Michael Draca guy is protected by the law Stand Your Ground. He felt like he was threatened. I believe that the only, criteria is that you feel like you are going to be threatened, either bodily harm or that your life is in danger. You are allowed to draw your gun and shoot to protect your life. So this guy is protected under the law, and we'll let this finish off.
Seconds later, Draca pulled out his gun and fired a single shot into McLaughlin's chest.
I guess it was a single shot.
The 28-year-old stumbled back into the store and collapsed in front of his son.
What did he take from you?
Man. My soul, you know, my partner, you know, we did everything together. You know, it's tough.
Draka has a concealed weapons permit and told police he shot McLaughlin because he feared for his life. The sheriff's office says he is protected by Florida's Stand Your Ground law, which allows people to use deadly force when fearing imminent death or great bodily harm without a duty to try to escape the danger.
All right, so that is the law that currently exists. We are going to take phone calls on this, 727-579-1025. Who is in the right? Who is in the wrong? Does the law need to get amended? What could have been done to prevent this from happening? Was this guy a schmuck for coming up to this woman and telling her to get out of the handicapped parking spot? Because a guy called in during Johnny's show and said, listen, like, you're not supposed to be in the handicapped parking spot. Okay, fine. But, like, obviously, I would say most normal people wouldn't spend their days perusing and looking out, making sure that nobody, that parking spot is protected. Like, obviously, this guy had mental issues. Please call back if you were calling, 727-579-1025. I want to hear what people have to say about this.
The thing that sticks out to me, other than, obviously, the murder.
Yeah.
Or the death, mm-hmm. I should say. She says that she can park wherever she wants. Which, that's a kind of a stunning entitlement there. You can't park wherever you want. It is a handicap parking spot. She's not. She doesn't have a handicap sticker.
Right. Right.
Now,
go ahead.
What do you shoot? I mean, he did push him. I just watched the video while that video was watching of the. It was. I don't know, man. It's weird because he's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy pulls his gun out, and the guy starts walking, kind of facing him, and just, like, shoots him, and he runs inside. It's so bizarre to watch. It would be tough to have restraint if you had a weapon. That's why I don't carry a gun on me, to have that restraint, because if someone pushes you like that, that would be the first thing you would go for. I think anybody, when you get that anger like that, where somebody just shoves you.
Yeah, but again, like, you do have the right to carry, but to just that, like Whitmore texted Johnny earlier, that should be like your last line of defense. Like, if you're thinking you're actually going to die and you need to protect your life, not if someone pushes you. I understand that this guy shouldn't have come and shoved him like he did, because it was an aggressive shove, but to shove and then to think, okay, and he wasn't even on top of the guy. He didn't draw, he didn't pull his gun out or anything. He didn't continue to kick him or anything like that. Yeah. And then to pull your gun out and shoot him, does the punishment fit the crime? All right, thank you for holding. You are on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Danny.
Hey, Danny, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I'm a cop in Pinellas County. I'm also a firearms instructor.
And yes.
I, looking at the video, as soon as he pulled his firearm, you could see the gentleman that was shot actually step back.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he shoved him, he never even continued to aggress towards him.
Correct.
But that's a bad shoot all day long. I'm shocked that Gualtieri even was put himself out there like that.
Yeah, what is it? What's the protocol? Does the sheriff make that call, or does the district attorney make that call? Who makes that decision?
I mean, it's the sheriff's opinion. I mean, he's a sheriff, he's an attorney, but mm-hmm. He's not the state attorney, and he's not the district or the assistant state attorney working this case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just his opinion as a cop, just as I'm giving you opinion as a cop myself.
Does that mean that a district attorney can't come back and maybe press charges on this guy, or is the matter closed at this point?
Oh, no, it's not even close to closed. They're going to have plenty of investigation on this. I mean, they're going to scrutinize every ounce of video, every witness statement, and everything there forth. And I'm pretty sure that you're going to see charges on this guy.
So is it really the only thing that has to be asked is, excuse me, did you feel like your life was threatened or that they were going to cause bodily harm to you? And that is a good enough reason for you to pull your gun and shoot?
It's two different reasons.
Okay.
Did you feel bodily harm towards you is one, because the Stand Your Ground was put in place because the law in 2008 was changed back where you actually had to run away from somebody coming at you before and run until you couldn't run anymore.
Okay.
Before you could defend yourself. Now the law has stated that anyone outside of their home who has a legal right to be where they are can meet force with force, including deadly force, if necessary to do so.
But that clause, they, if necessary to do so, is a subjective term, right? Like, who decides if it's necessary or not?
What they use is called a reasonable belief, and usually the reasonableness is what what would be prudent in that situation. What would, and unfortunately, it's going to be what 12 other people think in the jury box.
Okay.
You know, for him, I think he's going to jail.
Oh, you do? So you don't think this is over by any means?
Oh, no, I think it's completely 100% a bad shoot.
Okay.
Now, can I ask you, as a cop, how do you feel about concealed carry permits and the general public being able to carry a weapon?
So I'm also a firearms instructor. I've been a military cop, and I'm an NRA instructor. And I look at it now, and I'm happy that people have the right and the abilities to defend themselves.
Cause sure.
When you need us, we're not always there as quick as we need to be.
Right.
But... You know, if you look at all the times people have been able to defend themselves with guns or able to stop that, it's great. But you don't normally need a firearm to defend yourself. It is, like you said earlier in the show, that it is the last line of defense.
Right, right.
Verbal judo is the biggest thing in the world. If you can talk somebody down, but obviously if somebody's coming at you with a knife, hey, give me your stuff. You legally have a right to defend yourself.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. So, and in this case, do you think that the punishment really fit the crime? Or not even close?
I mean...
The guy shoved him to the ground. Did this guy have the right to shoot? I mean, obviously he did under the law, but I mean, we're beyond the law, ethically speaking.
I don't think he had a right to shoot at that point.
Sure, sure.
And the funny thing is, this would have been given under the new county's APAD rules. Mm-hmm. Adult pre-arrest diversion program, had this person that had been shot not had a criminal background, he would have been given community service and a ticket for the battery on the person as long as he wasn't an elderly.
Right, right, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty sad to see a guy die.
Yeah.
Over
something
over
so minuscule, right. Something so stupid.
Yep. There we go. Tragic, tragic situation all the way around. Not the first time the Stand Your Ground law has come into some sort of national headline. Of course, we had Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, and there's been quite a few examples over the past few years. What do you think? Should we keep the Stand Your Ground law? Should we, you know, repeal it? What should we do here? 813-693-2124. That's my voicemail and text message line. It's unmonitored, but you can leave a message there or a text. Let me know what you think. I'll read them on next week's show. I'm curious because it seems like it's almost politically, you know, charge. Seems like one side wants it repealed and the other side wants to keep it. I don't know. It's definitely a very political issue. And, you know, some people think that this guy is going to go to jail, this Michael Dreca guy, and maybe he should. I don't know. Let me know. 813-693-2124. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by a little company called Homemade Podcasts. That's right. HomemadePodcasts.com with an S. It is a podcast consulting company. If you ever wanted to get into podcasting, creating some sort of audio content for your website, if you're a business that wants to reach new or potential clients, I'm your guy. That's right. I'm president and CEO, Will Koontz. That's me. I can help. HomemadePodcast.com. Check it out. And that is the Homemade Broadcast this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned, because Frank Rivera's jazz show is coming up next. The indie circuit is coming up after that. Check out homemadepodcast.com. Check out hmbradio.com. Check out tampabaypodcast.com. That's Radio St. Pete's podcast archive, where you can find this show and all the other shows on there. Check out radiostpete.com. Check out theboneonline.com/staywoke. Guys, a lot of websites. You're not going to be able to remember all these. Just check out hmbradio.com. I got them all on there. You can find them, okay? Very good. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe and rate and tell a friend. Get your stickers. I love you. I hope you have a great week. Leave me a voicemail. I want to talk to you. 813-693-2124. My name is Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Bye-bye.